Happy Wednesday to you, and I hope you have a lovely day. Before we begin today's teaching, I just wanted to talk about a few different things. So the first thing is I've left a gap of a week between this teaching and last Wednesday's teaching because we had two classes this week and I didn't want to overload you with lots of teachings and classes. So for anyone that missed the guided meditation class on Sunday, which was a really deep healing meditation helping to aid relaxation and sleep, do get in touch with me and I can send you the recording. And for anyone who missed our soul gathering last Thursday, it really was a fantastic class. Everyone was sharing and very open, and there could be pieces in there that you'll find helpful on your own path. It's good sometimes to hear other people's experiences because it makes us feel like we're not completely on our own, or, you know, people are going through the same things as us. And that is something we found actually the other night, that we were all kind of going through the same thing. We did a lovely breathing exercise, a journaling exercise, and then we openly shared through the chat where I read everybody's questions out and their different things they were talking about. We covered forgiveness, we covered our heart's desires, we covered forgiveness of ourselves as well as others, compassion for ourselves and others, and also how judgmental we can be of ourselves, but also how judgmental we can be of others and how that can limit us in hearing our intuitive voice. So it was very interesting. And it really got me thinking about the classes, and I know like there's a lot of members, but a lot of people will just listen to the recording, and I understand that because they're late at night and different people's schedules are different. So there's a few changes I suppose I'm going to make to as we move forward, and I just want to get your feedback on this if I can. I've decided for myself that I would like to try and do the soul gathering either like on a Saturday or a Sunday, preferably in the morning around 11 or 12 on either day once a month. I'd like to see if this will encourage more people to attend the classes, because I actually feel the classes are a really important part. And sometimes you don't get the same benefit when you're listening on repeat. The second part of that is I also find, because the classes are on quite late, I actually find it difficult to sleep after it because we talk about a lot of different things. So I'd like to just try it a different time. But of course, if the majority of people prefer them in the nighttime, we will stick with that for the moment. I'm also creating a little online package that I'm going to email to you individually called My Self-Care Path. And this is really going to get you to tune in to why you're a member of It's Time For Me for yourself. What are your self-care and wellness goals for this year or for your next few months ahead? It's also going to really just talk about, in quick little paragraphs, not too much, the benefit of the classes, the benefit of the meditations, the benefit of the journal, and the benefit of the teachings. There's something for everybody and It's Time For Me. Some people enjoy some parts and other people enjoy different parts. So I don't expect you're all going to attend classes or all going to listen to the meditations, far from it. But I do really want to help you in more ways. And it's just something that obviously I'm very passionate about. But being a member of It's Time For Me, and look, I join memberships too with the best will in the world, best intentions. Sometimes the timing's not great for me. But I think if you've signed up to this and you're listening to this today, it's a big commitment really to yourself. It's not about forcing you to do anything, but it's about saying like, I have to carve out time in a little bit of a better way for myself. So how often are you listening to your teachings? How often are you doing the meditations? More importantly, just how often are you really making space and time for you? I think with membership, sometimes we're all gung-ho at the start, and then it's something that just comes out of our account as a direct debit. And that's not what I want It's Time For Me to be about. And I've thought about this because I'm a member of a few different things, and one of them I realised that I've been a member of since last August and haven't even engaged in anything. And I thought to myself, God, look at all that content that could be helping me. I'm really blessed, and It's Time For Me that your engagement is really big, actually, and you use the resources and you and come to the classes and things like that. But I also am aware of the fact that maybe people are forgetting about themselves, and also you might have attended classes, so mightn't really see the benefit. Tell yourself you'll listen to the replay. You don't. Or say to yourself you'll get to the meditations or you'll get to the journaling. And again, timing is interesting because some months you'll have more energy for it and another month you won't. That's why it's all like combined to work at your own pace and different things like that. But I want to start to heighten the experience a little bit more. So your self-care path package will go out to you some stage next week. I'm working on it at the moment. And that's really something I'd like you to print off if you have access to a printer. And if you don't, even get a notebook or a journal and write out the stuff in it, because it's time for me is I want this to be something for you that actually really, really helps you. And it gives you a sense of what you need. So you can let me know what you need. You can let me know what topics you want to cover or what other classes you'd like me to do. Whatever your feedback is, I'm always open, because really I create everything for all of you, not for myself. So I want to make sure it's the best for you. So after all of that was a little bit longer than I had planned. What I want you to do today is to, I suppose, look at where you are in terms of your intuition. Like, what have you learned this month? Have you started to use any of the exercises around what we did last week, which is around literally sitting down and asking yourself the questions in your mind and listening to your intuitive voice? I loved the text messages I got the next day from people who did that, who had really big insights. So that was a wonderful thing to get feedback on, and I'm delighted that you did it. But also, have you noticed if you're listening to your intuition more? Have you noticed that you're able to read people a little bit better? And also what I want you to ask yourself is, are you making the space to calm the mind, to calm the body, to really be able to open up your intuitive voice more? So today, I suppose, is more of you checking in with where you're at around that. Even if you're a new member over the last week or so, just even relate those questions to where you are in yourself at the moment. As we move on to our next teaching, we're going to be doing another intuitive exercise around this. And next week, we'll be moving into our last week of this month's topic. So as always, any feedback that you have, anything you would like me to cover, any topic you would like to really engage in over a month, any classes you want me to put out there for you, let me know. Okay, this is a really important time for me to create exactly what it is that you would like. So wish you a beautiful Wednesday, and I look forward to talking to you soon.